Önök a Civil Rádiót hallják.
Megszokott zenélés helyett a következő egy órában egy nemzetközi projektről beszélgetünk, és rengetegen vannak itt körülöttem a stúdióban. Most egy kicsit átváltunk angolra, és akkor minden zene után már azért elmondjuk röviden, hogy mi történt eddig. So, welcome everyone in the studio. Good afternoon to you.
Szia!
Szia!
Before we start talking about the project, there are many people around me. Please introduce yourself. What do we have to know about you? Where are you come from?
To all the listeners of Civil Radio, my name is Mikel Echevarria. I come from the Basque Country and I work in a community radio station that it's called Radio Cultura. It's in both languages, Basque and French, and you can find all our continues and programs in internet, and that's it.
Hello, my name is Carmen. I come from Radio Enlace, which is a community radio in the northeast of Madrid in Spain. And it's very nice to be here with all of you today.
Hi, my name is Sally. I'm originally from Spain, but I live in Ireland, in Dublin, and I work with a community radio called Near FM.
Yes, my name is Antoine, or Tony. I'm coming from Germany, from a community radio, it names Wüste Valley. It's in the south of Germany, in Baden-Württemberg. And I'm happy to be here in City Radio.
Sia, my name is Silke, I'm also from Germany, Tübingen, Wüste Valley. And I'm working as a youth trainer, youth worker, to show young people radio shows. And I have also some projects with refugees.
Okay, this is a European Union funded project within the Erasmus Plus framework. What is this program about? Say something about it. What do we have to know about it?
El jefe.
Yeah.
We turn to the coordinator.
Okay, it's very simple. I think that one thing that unify a little bit all the work we do in the different countries in the community radio station is that mostly we work with volunteers. Some professionals, depends of the, some countries are more professional than others, but most of the European community radio stations, they are managed or they are improved by volunteer people. So the idea is some have some difficulties to find some new volunteers or whatever, and actually also we found that as we are open, also each of us are searching very open to other culture, not only to the local culture or country culture, but also to many cultures. And in these last years, we know that there is a big issue with migrants and refugees in Europe and whatever. So we thought, why don't we see how, if there are some community radio stations in Europe that they are used to work with communities that they are not local communities, they come from other countries or other areas or whatever, and which kind of experience they have, collect this experience and try to to have a better idea of how to do if we want to train and to include in our programming some people that they have different language, different culture, and it's interesting to for them to communicate with their community, but also to show to our listeners which culture they represent and whatever. So that's mostly the idea. It's that's why the project is called Inclusion Des. And the main idea is that to collect the best practices we can have in each country, and then we can improve our own projects with these best practices or with this learning we have with all this stuff. Yeah, I hope it's clear enough.
Okay, before we go on, talk about every country has their own culture to community radios. What does community radio mean to you?
For me, because I am producing also now in Vista Valley, I think that community radio, it's something like peace, freedom, from my own experience. And I am free to communicate, to make interview, whatever I want. With whom I want, and also my topics. It won't be like the mainstream topics. For example, I can choose any topic that I want, and I can make an interview or a research on it, and it give the audience, the radio audience, more information, more positive information.
Sally, what does that mean in Ireland?
I think for Ireland it's very similar. I think the culture of community radio across the world, not only Europe, because there are community radios in Asia, Latin America, North America, Africa, is that it's really to give the citizens the possibility to access media and to put across a different message. So it's about alternative content. It's about having your own voice. It's about having pride in your community. In Ireland, for example, we work the community radios are either in rural areas or in the city, and while they are in the city, they are in deprived areas, in neighborhoods that are poor with high levels of unemployment. And the only time that those neighborhoods will appear on the main news is when there is a crime. So the perspective of the citizen on their own area is very negative. So what we are trying to do through community radio is actually change that completely. So there is a lot of voluntary and community organizations doing a great work. There is a lot of local talent, musicians, artists, etc., etc. So it's to give them a voice, but also it's about giving a voice to the new communities that are also coming into Ireland. So it's an opportunity for people coming from different countries actually to have their own programs. And they don't have to. We have programs in different languages, but also they can be programs that are in English, but it's about something that interests them. It's what Tony was saying. It's about freedom. It's about being accessible. It's about providing people with training so they understand how media work, so they can understand also what media is trying to sell them, because we know public media and commercial media have a lot of political and economic interests in them, so they're trying to sell a message, a product, and the citizen should be able to actually discover what is that and decide if that message, that those values are the ones that are for them or not. So I suppose that's what community media is for me. It's about access, ownership for everyone, is freedom, And it's also a responsibility to the citizens to actually provide with information so they can make their own minds.
And in Spain?
Well, I really think it's not just about doing the radio, but developing other skills that otherwise you wouldn't achieve. Because, for example, we usually work with disabled people, and they are able to develop a lot of social skills that help them in their daily life, not just doing radio and learn how to do the technical part or, I don't know, speaking in front of the micro. And I think that's good for them, but also for us, because if you are able to speak in front of the micro, then you are able to do a speech the other day. And also to have your media space, because it, no matter who you are, you have a space to do what you want and what you like, but also share with others. And that's what really means to me, that it's a space for you and your hobbies, but also for learning and develop skills that you really need in your in your life.
Mikael?
For me, I would say the same as on the other ones, but I think that to do short, and mainly there are two kind of medias in the world, the public medias, that they are controlled and promoted by the local country's government. Then after, you have the commercial medias, or private medias, that they are controlled by economical powers and whatever. And then the community medias is that there are places where you can anybody that have some interest to share and that wants to speak, they can enter into this media quite easily. If you have some even for music, you are reggae, you have a reggae passion or whatever, you like reggae music, if you go to a commercial radio station, say, I would want to make a radio show for reggae music, and they say, no, go away, this is not possible here. In a community radio station, it's possible. But also, not only for music, of course, all the social issues. In our case, for example, in the Basque Country, we are very concerned about the improvement of the Basque language, because it's a language that has been in danger in the last 40 years and then or more, and then local community radio stations give this opportunity to show that Basque language can be a natural vehicular language. We can talk of any kind of thematic in this language. So it also helps to develop the local culture, languages, and to listen and to carry to these medias people that usually won't speak in mass medias.
You told us what community radios mean to you, but what can a community radio give to you personally? What did you learn from them? What other things you achieved there?
Can I say something?
Let's start from the left again.
In my case, I think I believe that community radios, also on the community radio, you can play something international, and it's more international than the community radio, that's music. For example, I can play Oriental music or Arabic music in Germany. I'm originally from Lebanon, and I can play Arabic music for the German people on the radio, and it's something interesting. You won't listen to Arabic music on the mainstream radios. And I can say play also any kind of music, and that's international, and that's also community, international community, and that's what I believe in community radio.
For the producers, it can strengthen themselves so that they get some kind of abilities they couldn't have had before. So they learn quite a lot. That's an important topic.
And Kelly?
Appear here for a second. My name is Kelly. I'm from Brazil, actually. I was born in Brazil, I am naturally from Portugal. My family is from Portugal, and I have been living in Ireland for the last 11 years. And I have a Brazilian program in ERFM. And basically what the community radio brought for me was the ability to communicate better. That's for sure. This could bring me an outstanding communication skills, and I could use this not just in my personal life, in my professional life, but I could use basically to bring more culture from my own country to the Irish community. And also I could open this space in the radio where I could inform my own community and keep contact with my own culture back in my country, because I'm there for a long time. So I would say that the community radio for all these cultures living in Ireland, because Ireland now is a cosmopolitan country, that's the best way to go with is to get attached to the community radio. Yeah.
Before we continue with Kamen, we have a new face behind the microphone. Mm-hmm. Miriam is with us. What can a community radio give to you?
Hi, hello. My name is Miriam Hernandez. I come from Mexico, but I'm living in Germany since 5 years ago. And I have to discover this community radio in my country now, in Germany. And I found that it's a really incredible, amazing experience, because I can keep in contact with my culture, and also I can have interaction with the culture that I'm living now, that is Germany. And for me, that's mean freedom, friendship, and also tolerance, because I think it's really important to have tolerance with another culture. And now I have to have the chance to experiment and different kind of freedom. And I think it's also really good, because you can meet another cultures also. So I think this community radio, it's a really, really good experience. And I want to keep in this community radio. And now I have the chance to meet another people from another country. That's also, I think it's really important to be to have a partner and also friends, and keep in touch with our different cultures and work together. So that's for me the most important thing. And this is for me community radio. There are many means, but the biggest important thing is tolerance, friendship, and freedom.
Carmen?
Well, it's quite funny, because 3 years ago I started a radio program with some friends, and all of us have studied media studies, so we are supposed to know how to do the technical part and that stuff. But we have studied radio at university, but it's just theory, and maybe, I don't know, like a slight touch with the technical part, but we were quite scary. But thanks to community radio, we were able to overcome this barrier, and we were able to do a radio program and the production part, the technical part. And in that sense, I think we were able to put into practice what we have learned. And some of my friends, they are really good at radio, and I think they really want to work in radio, I mean, to dedicate the rest of their life in this. So I think it has been a way of discovering ourselves and what we are really able to do with our abilities. So it's been amazing.
We have a guest who wants to tell us something, so there's a big change behind the chairs.
No, because we are, I don't know how many, but maybe 10 people we came and...
Yes, we can fill the studio with a lot of good people, so...
I like the question you asked, what is personal for you? I'm Elvira, I'm German, and I'm also from Vista Valley Radio. And for me, it was the radio, like, it saved my life, because I was a very shy person in some kind, and there I had a time in my life where I had the feeling like... I missed everything, I didn't manage it. And when I came to the radio, I realized there is a space where I can meet people. It's like a door to the world. There are people who are doing something. There are people who are have the same opinions as I have. They are very open-minded. They are very creative. There are a lot of creative people in those community radios. And it's meanwhile, it's also it's a space for meeting people, like Miriam, mm. for example. And I'm a coordinator for radio drama now with others. And so it's a beautiful space for creativity. And also you have can take the different cultures to look what we can do. And we have now a project, I have with Silke a project, and I'm very happy about all that. And I wanted to tell you what a radio really can be. It can really save your life. Thank you.
Great. It's difficult after this beautiful word to say. But I would say for me, it was a good manner because, well, as Basque people, I'm very proud of my language, my culture, my identity, and whatever. And for me, it's a way. Well, in my case, I have to say that now, actually, in the last 17 years, I'm professional. So I'm not volunteer. I work in the radio station, and I produce some shows, but I also do coordination work and paper stuff and all this kind of nobody wants to do it, so somebody has to do it. And
the dark side. Yeah, the dark side. Yes, really.
I remember I started with a friend many years ago when we were, you know, 17 years old. A local community radio station started near our village in a very, you know, not very crowded area. It was only 3,000 people living area, or 5,000 people living. But a man tried to improve a local community radio station and open the space for young people to come and, you know, speak, carry their own music and speak in the microphone. And that was my first experience. And it was, you know, surprising because, you know, it was like speaking just in front of a microphone, but you don't see who is behind, who is listening, and you even don't believe that somebody is listening. So after, when you go to the villages parties, the fête du village, somebody says, "Ah, I heard you in the radio." Eh? What? Yes? You listen? Yes. Oh. So you notice that there is an effect, or and there is some consequence, or that medias, local medias, even not much medias, but even the community medias have their importance, and there are a lot of people who listen them because they don't trust about mass medias, and they prefer the this more friendly and open medias. And you notice, okay, so for me it was in the last years it's a good way to do something about my culture, my language, my identity. I feel like, okay, I could work maybe, I don't know, in a supermarket, you know, putting the products or whatever, but I feel that what I'm doing it's helpful for my country, and it makes me, yes, very proud and happy about it, yeah.
Before we go on, we play a bit of music, and after that we will come back. Szóval egy kicsit zenélünk, mielőtt folytatjuk, és akkor mindjárt arról beszélgetünk, hogy ez a program hogy működik a gyakorlatban ezeknél a rádióknál. Maradjanak velünk. And I finally taken control.
Rádió FM 98.
Még mindig itt van velünk a stúdióban legalább 15 ember, és az Inclusion Des programról beszélgetünk. Ugye az előző részben megtudtuk, hogy kinek mit jelent a közösségi rádió, mit adott hozzá az életéhez. Most pedig egy kicsit alaposabban belenézünk a programba, hogy működik ez a gyakorlatban. Szóval itt most megint angolra váltok, és akkor kérdezem a kedves résztvevőket. So, this program is about to reach new volunteers from other other
communities. It's always, you know, you are always afraid about how do I have to say migrants, refugees, other communities. We are very careful about that, or we try to be very careful because, of course, we don't want, you know, in Europe, actually, there are so many racism, improving, feeling, and whatever. So I think we have to be careful with the words and yes. Use the good words. And I think at the end is yes to have contact with other communities. Yeah.
So we have at least 4 radios here. How is it work at your radio? Can you integrate migrants or other cultures? Can you work with them easily?
Well, it depends. But normally we go to different community places where they might be, and we tell them about radio. For example, when radio making, that it's a possibility. Or we work together with schools, because when you have some refugees, they are not so long in Germany, they don't know that they could do a radio show. So it's us who has to go to them to show and that there are possibilities. That's an important point. But some migrants, or they come to us, like Tony did. Maybe yeah. You can tell about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I discovered the radio, Vuste Valley. I came to Reutlingen from almost 9 years. I'm living in the city of Reutlingen, and I'm always looking, or I was hearing calls, always Vuste Valley. And I started making music with my neighbor, Lucas. He was my neighbor, was DJing, and then I had the idea why we won't go to Vuste Valley. We will ask if we have... I didn't knew this community radio, but I was calling there. And yeah, they told me that it's possible to do it, to make, to have a radio program.
So there are different ways of access for people from different communities.
So you told us how can you help them? What does that mean to you? Does this help you? Gave you a new motivation or something like that?
For example, the courses I had, media right, how it works in Germany. I didn't know about it. For example, studio technique. Improved also my skills in doing a radio program, and there is kind of formation, how to go with techniques, with studios, also how to make an interview, how to choose your topics, how to discover new bands and newcomers also in music scene, and it's also something interesting. And in, yeah, that's how I improved myself in this way.
So it makes the program much more rich when we have migrants in our radio shows or people with disabilities. They would never have a chance in a commercial radio station or in a big public radio station. And so it's a great diversity for that. But it's clear we should do something. We should go to these people and tell them it's possible, because there's no role model where... for them, they don't even know, well, we could do a radio show, we could have access. So we have to tell them, and very often they get curious, and after a while they think, well, yes, I can do that.
Kelly?
Yeah, I believe that Near FM was really open to all the migrants and everything. As you can see, for example, my program is every Wednesday, and after me I have an Italian program, before me I have a Polish program, before that we have another Spanish program and a Gaelic program. So we are open for all the nationalities, and I think at the moment it's being very important, these connections that we are having with other radios, because maybe we can create a new project after this project. Mm-hmm. So we never know, with languages and everything. And I think that's how it's going to be the future, because not just Dublin, but everywhere is being cosmopolitan at the moment. So you will find people from all the countries everywhere. So I think it's really important to have this. And Near FM was amazing with that. It could integrate all these communities to the community. And this is... It facilitates for everyone, yeah.
Miriam joins us again.
Hello. Hola. Yeah, for me, it was a really nice experience, because I can do part of my language in this program, and I show part of my culture, and I say, look, Mexico, it's more than tequila and mariachi, no? And I do it in a really funny way. I do with music, I do an interview, and I do with a different kind of program, and I really enjoy it, because this is a free radio. You can do whatever you want. You can use your imagination, you can use your creativity. So for me, I make this way, and I feel really, really good. And I do also in Spanish. And I think it's really good, because now we have and we are in touch, no? Germany and Mexico are in touch. And now I'm really happy to be here in your program. Then it's also really international. And yes, it's my experience with my program radio. And I hope my partners can say something else about their own experience.
Carmen?
Well, we have a few programs made by migrant people, I mean, other communities. And I think it's very enriching for the radio, because it's not you are a minority or you are someone who has left a country to go to another one, but you're part of something. And it's radio, it's other communities, it's wherever, but it's something that you're part in it. And, well, for example, there is a group of guys, teenagers, that they used to live on the street, and now they are living in an apartment, and they started a program called El Perro Verde, which means the green dog. And they are doing radio. I think that's very helpful for them, because it shows them that they are able to do it. So they are able to do other things in society, and the radio empowers them, and it strengthens their identity. So I think it's very enriching for us, but also for them.
Mm-hmm. Mikael?
I will explain, but I'm just curious. Can I make a question? Because you speak it about your feelings or what do you in your shows? But how did you went to the radio? Antoine told that a neighbor of him, but how it was in your both case, Kelly and Miriam?
Myself, I have a friend with, he is a professional broadcaster in Brazil, and he came to Ireland to study English, and he was looking for a radio to work, and he found Near FM, and I was just with him as a friend, and then they told, why don't you help us as a producer? And I told, oh, okay, why not? Mm-hmm. And then on the second week, they told, no, I think you talk very good, so you will talk to us, like you will be the broadcaster. And I told, me? No, the first program was terrible. I was so afraid, lots of mistakes in English, in Portuguese, everything was terrible. But then after, I was getting used to it, and I love it. And now it's part of my life, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In my case, it was really a nice experience, because I was first time in the Buste Vele. It was there as guest, because there is a local magazine, and this local magazine invited me to participate for an interview, because I make a social project with Mexican kids in Germany, and it was a big project, and the people
producing tequila.
No. No, not really. It was in a really social project with kids and playing basketball, and it was kids that are really, really poor kids, and it was the first time that bring to German, and it was my idea, my work to bring these kids to Germany, and it was a really nice experience with the people, and the people from local magazine invite me for an interview and say, we want to know what is your life, what are you doing here, and I was there, and I say, yeah, I accept this interview, but I could like to put on also music, because I think when people are talking, sometimes it's boring for the people. And it was, in the end, it was a really nice program, and the guy, Matt Selheis, he say, hey, that was really good, that's very a good idea, then you came to us and make a radio program. And I say, like, Kelly, me? No way. But he said, yeah, you need to do workshop, learning. And in the end, if you want, you can have your own program. And I was really impressed. But in the end, I have the feeling that I have to do it, because the open the minds from your through your work and through your program radio. And I say, of course, I could like to do it. And 6 months later, I'm here in Budapest, and I have a program radio, Heis Conexión MX. And now, in the beginning, not of course, you have aunts and you are afraid, but now it's much, much better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting to hear what you say. In Hungary, if I meet one of my friends or a people, they say, oh, it's easy to make a radio program. You just have to take up questions. It's like a normal life. So it's interesting to hear your opinion. Mikkel, you left the previous round. You tried to make it easier for yourself, but I remember.
Okay. So, in our case, we notice, of course, that we have some issues. Not very easy to bring some new volunteers in general. So in this case, we already have some difficulties But many years ago, we started working with local migrant communities. There are most of them in our area. They come from regions of northern Africa, where they the regions or countries where they speak Basque. So French, excuse me. They speak no, they don't speak Basque. But no, they speak French because in some countries of North Africa there are a lot of Basque. French.
We understand. Just
yeah. Okay, locutors, and so in the last 60 years in all France, they have been local communities in around the big cities, but they have been pushed a little bit, you know, outside from the local society and whatever. So we already had an experience of making some radio trainings with a local association, and to give them some confidence to show that they have opportunity to participate in our local community radio station, but also help them, because in one moment they had a project to make a new radio station, so we also help them. The project is not achieved because in France regular law it's very complicated to obtain a new license or whatever, but for us it was a very, very good experience. So now we are trying to involve more communities, but we don't have enough experience to know how to do it, so that's why this project for us is very important, because in this project we will collect the best practices we have, not only in our countries but also in all the countries we represent here in this project, and I think that can be to make kind of a good methodology of how to reach these communities, convince people that they can participate in our media, give them trainings, give them the opportunity to show their culture and to communicate with their community. So that's our experience about it.
When do you think, at first, how many migrant or other culture presenter or helper did you get in your radios?
Well, in the last years, I would say quite a lot. They are very often from countries like, because of our programs, from Syria, young people, pupils, or from Afghanistan, and but also from African countries, we have a lot. And this was a question, how many?
Many migrant or people from other culture joined you, help you to make programs?
I would say it's around 20%.
Yes.
20%. And we could do more. it's clear. But I see it's a good way, the way we work about that. And it's very different when you work with young kids, for example, or when you work with adults who just arrived to Germany. And so we have to develop different programs about that. And we're still working on that. And this project is about how to find good, or really good role models or examples, how we can do this and strengthen this work.
Mikael?
Well, in our case, I would say that maybe 10%, so it's not enough. For us, we would want to give much more place, because we have place. We will, after this the end of this project, after all the learning we will collect, we will try to improve this part of our radio. Yeah.
Do you think this really helps them to join your countries? Because in Hungary I can see many people say we don't need these migrants because they are from far away and we don't like them. How is it in your country? It made easier for them the life?
Well, I think there are lots of points to integrate or to be included into a society, but it can strengthen people. Maybe they could also go to a sports club or to find new friends, because in our radio station they make friends, they know each other, and it depends when they want to broadcast, for example, in German. And for young migrants, they always want to broadcast also in German. That's a difference with elderly people, maybe. For them, it can strengthen very, very strongly. They find new friends, they find new access to the society, and don't stay outside.
Mm-hmm. I guess that many of the citizens, they have a kind of this perception that negative. I won't say everybody, of course, but well, part of society, they have a bad perception, because if the migrants, they come thousand and thousand, they will pick up our jobs, and they will, and usually the people who say that, they don't have the right information, on they speak without any, you know, knowledge about the reality and whatever, because all the, you know, experts, economy experts or social experts or whatever, they can prove you that we need this movement of people. We need the migrants also, because they contribute and they offer more to the community, even economically, than what we spend. So that's why community radio stations are also very important, to, you know, to give this kind of information that doesn't appear in the mainstream medias and in the commercial medias. In France, for example, most of the commercial medias are very conservative, and they give a very bad image about all these happenings in the last years with the refugees and whatever. So that's why information is important to give, and to show to our listeners that no, it's not true, and we have to. It's a chance for us to receive to include these communities, maybe.
Yeah, I want. This is Ali. Sorry, I couldn't stay away from this question. Mm-hmm. I think yes, it's true. Now let me see. Does it change the life of the individual person that goes to the community radio? I would like to think yes, it does in some ways, because I mean, you get. It's what Elvira was saying, or Kelly, or everyone else. You get to know more people. You get a broader circle of people that knows you. And I think that has an impact in your community. I think that those perception of xenophobic and racist approaches are very much, they are created by ignorance. Ignorance by the local population of the people that is coming in. And I think that there is where community radio can play a very important role. Not by the native population talking about migrants, but by migrants taking on the microphones to explain the realities. Second, I think there is a lot of media, I'm going to be very clear here, media lies on the around migrants and refugees and asylum seekers, where they say, for example, in Ireland, they have said, oh yeah, migrants arrive and they get free mobile phones and free satellite connections, so they can watch the television in their own country. Well, I mean, I'm a migrant myself, and I have worked in the past I was a producer too, and we have this discussion live on air saying, well, I never got my mobile phone, so can someone tell me where I can get it? Okay, things like that. And then There is also the political level, and this is very much entangled with media. I think you can say politicians put in a way, you know, this message of, yeah, migrants are coming to, you know, because they want to take the benefits, they want to get into the health system, blah, 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 and they don't work. And then you go back and said, what do you mean they don't work? Okay, first, sometimes it's really restrictive, the documentation that a migrant may need if they are coming from outside the European country actually to work. That's the first point. The second point is, if you are applying for asylum, you on the way to become a refugee, in some countries you are not allowed to work. It's not that you don't want to, okay? And then I think also that when there is reports and information that actually will show up these politicians and these media outlets as liars, like the case of a report that was published only 3 weeks ago, a European report, that actually show by figures that those countries with higher number of migrants living in their countries are really the ones that better they do better in the economy. Those reports are never publicized.
Cheap hands, cheap yeah. working hand.
Yeah, no, it's not only cheap working. It's that migrants bring. It's not that it's not only about culture. I think it's. I mean, the culture is really important, but we also bring a lot of skills that sometimes they don't exist in this country. We bring a different approach to work that it doesn't exist in that country. But I think that it's very beneficial. And also, I find that it's really funny that some of the most restrictive countries in Europe to migrants and refugees and asylum seekers are actually the countries that have more migrants in other countries. Like it could be the case in Hungary. In Ireland, there is supposed to be 25 million people that can claim Irish ancestry on the wall. And there is only 4-5 million Irish people living in the island. Okay, Britain, that have 500,000 people living in other European countries, and today they voted to leave the European Union basically because of racist and anti-migrant arguments.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, we have to turn to our last topic. We play a really, really short music, and after that we come back. We are going to talk a few sentences about the future. Szóval most egy kicsit zenélünk, és hát nincs túl sok időnk hátra, még egy rövidet beszélgetünk arról, hogy milyennek a programnak a jövője, tartsanak velünk.
A civil rádió adását hallja a 98 MHz-en.
Civil rádió.
Amely elérhető és átélhető.
Agur bero bat, beraz, hemen civil rádióko lagun guztieri euskaraz radiokulturako partaide batetik.
So, thank you, Mikkel. Let's finish our chat together about what is the future of this program? How long can you continue? What are the plans for the future?
Okay, the program last 2 years. Now we are, I would say, in the middle of the program, about. We are actually collecting, we have a set of kind of questionnaires, questionnaire that we are distributing around us with other radio that are partners. So we are collecting all the answers of radio producers, so migrants that they are involved in other radio stations, all radio stations, but other radio stations also. Also organizations or people who works in a radio station and they have this experience. So they, we have made a kind of questionnaire and we are collecting all this information. We expect to have more answers than we have actually. And then the end of the summer, the beginning of the September or something like that, we will start analyzing, collecting all these questionnaires information, trying to understand. And then the next year in April or something like that, there will be the last meeting in the Basque country near Bayonne, where I hope that I will see all of you there, and then we will see how we finish the program. And all the information will be in a website, not only for us, but for all the community radio station of Europe can be very useful.
Really short, please.
I think the most important thing is to learn to be together and to work together. And it is one thing about this project and also with any culture, to work together. We don't have to be against. We can work together and create new things.
Of course.
Can you tell us one closing thought which you want to share our audience?
I wish a lot of good luck for the...
for the
Hungarian team, because 3-3, and all the best for the Hungarian team.
Thank you,
and thank you to City Radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a message for the ones who have never tried a radio. Just do it.
Well, the same thing for all the listeners that they come from other countries, other communities, and yes, come and speak with everybody. And I hope that it will help all the world to be more friendly and more respectful about other people. Yeah.
Now I will have to say goodbye to our listeners in Hungary, and please wait a bit. Sorry, 1 minute later, please. Szóval nagyon köszönjük, hogy velünk tartottak itt. Az elmúlt egy órában megbeszéltük, hogy hogyan működött ez a program. Nem sokára következik a 117 perc, tartsanak velünk. Most pedig közösen szeretnénk elbúcsúzni a kedves hallgatóktól. So we say goodbye together now.
Viszontlátásra!
Viszontlátásra!
Rádió FM 98. Az emberi hang.